تصوف، تزكية، purification, cleansing. This is a special and unique subject, a special method, a special order. And those who do tazkiyah and who study tasawwuf, practice tasawwuf, those people Allah Ta'ala selected with His grace, with His mercy. He gives them the ability, He gives them the capability to travel on this path, to learn on this path, to implement this path. And the fundamental pillar of this subject of tazkiyah is what? Even if it's not in our minds, the student, he is seeking, because Allah Ta'ala, He instills a burning ember, a desire, a deep desire in the heart of that man or woman, that the student of tasawwuf, the student of tazkiyah, he seeks the nearness to Allah, the qurb of Allah, the closeness to Allah. His natural habits, his feelings, his emotions become such that he has everything that he needs, but when he looks around, normal people doing ibadah, people praying salah and other worship actions, but that man, he's on a different level. He's on a unique level. And some people say this, oh, he's reached a high level, or he's attained maqam. He's not reached a high level. Rather, Allah Ta'ala has increased the status of that student. That's why I stated that after every action, an individual should be grateful to Allah. MashaAllah, we pray salah, and we recite Qur'an, we perform dhikr, remembrance of Allah, and we do all the actions that need to be done, and you do this. So then why do you have a need that you try to do more harder work than that? You make more effort than that, and you get satisfaction from that. You enjoy that. This is the color of tasawwuf. This is the effect of tasawwuf. The act of purification, the subject of purification. This is Allah's grace, His mercy. That student of tasawwuf, tazkiyah, he becomes unique automatically. People are surprised, but he's not surprised. The student, the salik, is not surprised. The person, if he has a desire within, and that desire, he has that desperateness, the passion of getting close to, near to Allah, his Rabb. And he doesn't say this to people out of shame. Otherwise people say, oh, he's a wali Allah, he's pious. He doesn't think himself that he's pious. But that desire he has, that want of Allah's nearness, that as he becomes better and better and better as a human being, that desire and passion to get close to Allah, that waqfir lana, that he becomes so close to Allah, so close that when he increases in status, that when he gets to the akhirah, this desire, this nur is complete, and he sees Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. And that's when his ruh gets sukoon and satisfaction, that what he started to do in the dunya, the hard work he did, he attains that reward in the hereafter. That's the objective, yeah? That what we're doing now, every day, effort, and we practice, is that we're doing this because we are seeking Allah's nearness and closeness. We want that feeling. We want that physically to happen. When do we get that? Okay, we're working hard, we're trying. Remember this, Allah's love, the path through Allah's qurb, His nearness, without making effort and sacrifice, a person cannot get there. You can't attain without making proper effort. In all of the actions that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, He has kept hidden and concealed the end result. Allah Ta'ala gives who can pray salah, doesn't it? Aqimus salah. Allah says, okay, that for example, it could be once a day we pray, if it's the sun's out and we're free from eating, we'll pray. No, but who has apportioned the time? Allah, we can't select when to pray, when we feel like it, when we've eaten and where the hunger's gone. Allah says, I will apportion the time. I will select the time when you should pray. It's your choice if you come or not. Now, whether it's time for you to eat or sleep or to play or to have a chit-chat gossip. Allah says, I have no link with that. If you are doing these things during the day and the adhan is called, you must shun everything and come to pray salah. This is salah. This is the rank of salah. This is the philosophy of salah. Yeah, you have to sacrifice, give up your time, your pastime, your work, your hobbies, your whatever you're doing. And then we go beyond that. Allah Ta'ala says that if you work harder than that and give up things more than that, then you'll get closer to me. And the Sufi Hazrat, the people who do tazkiyah, yes, because tahajjud is not fard, is it? Is tahajjud fard? No, it's not compulsory, is it? tahajjud. But what has Allah Ta'ala stated? He's made this option. And Allah said that in the night, if you leave your bed, depart from your mattress, and you stand up. And after standing up, you call to me, you call out to me and prostrate to me. Then you'll be unique compared to the other people who just do sujood, prostration in salah. Which you're doing extra. You left your sleep, sleepiness, tiredness, left your work. You know it's not essential, but you've got the burning ember inside you, the feeling, the passion that you want to meet Allah. So you stand up suddenly. So what stands you up is that Allah Ta'ala has allowed that spark. Allah Ta'ala has made that heat within. Shaitan will attack us. It's not necessary. It's not fard. But Allah Ta'ala has put, subhanAllah, He's made that person his friend. He doesn't want that person to be lazy. He makes him alert, subhanAllah. This is called the effect of the sheikh. Because when the student has a sheikh, that burning, that desire within, the sheikh keeps it kindled over, he rekindles it, he keeps it warm. Hasn't it been the case that since you've got a sheikh, that your burning desire has got better? It's increased in intensity, isn't it? So when a student has a teacher, a sheikh, the sheikh, he fans the flames. And he makes the intensity stronger. So today when we have that desire, tomorrow we'll stand for tahajjud. The Hazrat Sahib said this, that we should pray tahajjud. We should pray. And various hadith you will have read and heard before. But this is the beautiful part of tasawwuf, where Allah gives the company of the sheikh, and the sheikh encourages the students. What about fasting now? Fasting. Allah Ta'ala says that when you fast, everything you eat and drink, you have to leave. Allah said this, isn't it? So here, this is also giving up something. You can't eat, you have to discard things, and a person has that burning desire within. So who goes further beyond fard of Ramadan? Allah says that those people are beloved to me who fast on the Monday and the Thursday. They are beloved to me. Isn't this the case? So there are also the people who fast in the sacred months. Yes, that whoever fasts in Ashura, Allah says that 9th and the 10th of Ashura. So what is this? It's not fard. It's not compulsory. But within that burning desire is present. So the burning desire will take us towards the nawafil actions, the extra actions. Reason? The reason is this. That just you can't get the special effects in normal salah that you can maybe get in tahajjud. And there's a statement saying that as long as a person, if he's not used to doing tahajjud, praying tahajjud, and if he doesn't pray prostrate in tahajjud, then he cannot get the qurb of Allah. Iqbal Sahib, he has written a poem, a person cannot get to his destination unless he doesn't get up in the morning at the time of dawn, pre-dawn, dusk, and he prays to Allah. He cannot get close to Allah. He cannot attain anything if he doesn't do that. Do you understand what I'm saying? So where will we attain Allah? At the morning time. Subh Sadiq, tahajjud time, that's when that burning desire will increase in intensity. This is tazkiyah, the science of getting close to Allah. So the person who works harder, makes more effort and gives up. So for the fast in Ramadan, yes, that's fine. But if you fast beyond that, you get the rewards, the effect. Just take Hajj. Hajj looks difficult, spending money, effort, toiling, struggling, spending time. You have to go physically. Yeah. But if you go beyond that, person does nawafil, pilgrimage, for example, he does nafil hajj, if he's already done the fard hajj, if Allah has given him the finances, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, Allah Ta'ala says, look here as well, whatever I give to you wealth, what should you do? You should spend from that wealth. Here a person loses, Allah makes somebody rich or wealthy, then that person's wealthy, rich, then he goes poor again, Allah gives some more to somebody, less to somebody, some people don't get anything, but it's not about little bit or a bit more. For example, person says, oh, he's got a lot of money, he's spending it. No. Sometimes you have wealthy people who are extremely stingy and miserly. There are some people who have a little bit of money. They don't have much, but they spend a lot for Allah's sake. This is the difference. So this is the desire from within. A person who wants Allah's qurb, nearness and love, and that burning desire is within his heart. Then he says, I'll have to spend this money in Allah's path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when this habit is developed of spending for Allah's sake, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, I've earned 15 today, 5 for Allah, 10 for me. Subhanallah, what a thought. 20 I've earned, 10 to Allah, 10 for me. Allahu Akbar. 15 I've earned, this is Allah's, this is the amount for Allah, and this is my amount. This question doesn't arise, I won't give. And then I won't attain Allah's nearness. Immediately Allah Ta'ala gives the reward. This is the case, Allah Ta'ala shows it. I remember an event. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, in the hadith this event is presented, And this is about the person who's a miser. Because a stingy person, he's got an obstacle, a barrier for getting to Allah. Because the love of money and wealth, this doesn't come out of the heart of a person. The love for money, love for dunya. And this is such a love that the heart is never filled. He says, more, I need more. But the person who gets used to spending for Allah, then the point changes, the angle changes, the direction changes. Then his approach becomes different and unique. As a Musa alayhi salam, he was walking once along a certain direction. He was walking somewhere. And there was a poor man, he was in poverty, sometimes he had food to eat, sometimes not, clothes to wear, sometimes not. And he said, "Oh, Prophet of Allah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, wa alaikum wasalam. Where are you going, O Prophet of Allah?" He said, "I'm just going somewhere. I'm going to meet Allah, present myself to Allah, just like Hazrat Musa alayhi salam used to." He said, "Oh, do me a favor." There are many events of Musa alayhi salam. He said that they show us these examples. He said, "You're going to meet Allah, please present my request. I'm a bit tight nowadays." He said, "If you present my request, that Allah is Khabir and Basir, he knows, but this is my name, I'm the son of this person. It's been a while I've lived in poverty, sometimes I get, sometimes I don't, I eat, sometimes I don't. I'm a little bit tight now, it's very difficult. And please request to Allah, that Allah, whatever you've written in my destiny for my whole life, give it to me in one go, at least I can eat nicely for a week or a week and a half." Yeah, just like you get the pension in one go. He said, ask Allah if you can give to me in one go. So that's the desire. Yeah, and he said that just ask Allah. For example, you know, a person, for example, puts a committee in. He puts his share in a committee, you know, in the lot cooperative society committee. And he says, "You know, I'll get a house in one go or money." He said, "Please present to Allah my request that at least I can for a week or two eat nicely and easily." Musa alayhi salam said, "Okay, fine, I'll tell Allah that." So Muslim went, he started speaking to Allah, discussion. Musa alayhi salam forgot. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam forgot. But Allah Ta'ala, he's present in Allah's court. So he can't maybe, for example, remember all the requests or what he wanted to say. Allah Ta'ala had love for his servant. When he's about to leave, Allah said to Musa, "Did you not bring somebody's message to me or request?" Say, "Subhanallah, subhanallah." There is so much yaqeen we should have when you do dua that Allah has not forgotten us. Allah has not forgotten us. So quickly, we make a decision. "Oh, it's been a week, I'm asking Allah. It's not happening. I've recited this wazifa recitation for a month. I'm so tired after doing dua. I'm not succeeded." But Allah Ta'ala doesn't forget. Allah doesn't forget His servants. And that man who is remembering Allah, in front of whom Allah, he stretched his hands to ask from Allah, will Allah forget him? But Musa alayhi salam forgot. Allah said, "Musa, you came with a message, maybe have you forgotten?" He said, "Oh Allah, forgive me, astaghfirullah. Allah, yes, there's a man that I met." What was he saying? Allah said, "Allah, he said that difficulty. Please give me one go, whatever is in my destiny, so I can live and pass the time. At least like for a week or two, I can eat nicely." Allah says, "I like that request of this man. I like this." Musa, very beloved request he's put. Allah said, "Okay, that's fine. I accept his request. Tell him Allah has accepted his request. Whatever is in your qismah destiny, you'll get now. Suddenly, by the morning, you'll get everything." So Musa alayhi salam returned. He was stood there waiting. If Musa alayhi salam had forgotten, what could he have done? He said, "Musa alayhi salam, did you share my message?" He said, "Be quiet. I've brought you a very good piece of news." Subhanallah. What's the good news? Musa alayhi salam said, "Good news for you is that your request has been granted and Allah is going to give you a pension all in one go. Your social security has started. You'll get the benefit total. Enjoy." He said, "Is it?" "Oh, granted." He said, "Yeah, with just a week's ration is to your lot. And these are your goats, your food. That's all there is." He said, "No problem. At least for a week or so, I can eat and enjoy, relax, salam, dua." And he went his way. وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنفِقُونَ. Remember this hadith, that's what I'm sharing with you. So Allah, we attain Allah's nearness if you give up things that are beloved to you. To sacrifice, for example, in the morning, we sacrifice our time. We leave our beds, our mattresses, we stand in front of Allah. Allah announces, subhanallah, that the doors of our Jannah open for you. Ask whatever you want, I'll give to you. Yes? Not that if we sacrifice our efforts, our time, and we remember Allah, Allah immediately gives to His servant. You stood? Okay. You're remembering me at this time in the morning, pre-dawn. So then Allah says that your way of asking is different now. Unique. You're stood in front of me asking. Allah gives based on making effort, working hard. Remember this point. That's what I want to explain to you, mashallah, Sufis. You're practicing tasawwuf. And the maqsad, the objective of tasawwuf is that all life long we need to sacrifice our time and efforts. And whoever sacrifices more, his time, his efforts, his life efforts, and not that when he calls for Allah, it's not that Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give you more over and above what you're asking. Make more effort, more effort. That's when a person, in the court of Allah, he is accepted and he becomes the Sufi who's purifying his heart and soul. That's our request to Allah. No, how many tasbih shall I do? Oh, shall I finish now? No, do as much as you want and can. Spend your time, your wealth, and your efforts. Allah will definitely give. He never forgets his servant. Don't stop. Don't cease. This is not the time to stop. As long as you have health and effort and you have ability and energy, try to attain, try to arrive, try to implement. So sad when I see the people, they come in the morning, dhikr, then they stop suddenly, they leave dhikr, they come late, they come halfway during dhikr. This is an opportunity. We're shunning it. We're forgetting it. That as soon as the dhikr of Allah starts, the majlis, noor descends. The shaykh, when he's hosting dhikr, I will discuss this topic separately. I will tell you personally, what does Hazrat Mujaddad al-Aftani Ramdhi say? As soon as the first kalima of Khatam al-Khwajgan starts, the shaykh recites the first kalima, then the color in the skies changes. The mashayikh ikram, their ruh, their souls come to the gathering. And the tawajjuh of Allah increases. That somebody's coming late here? How can we come late? We need to sacrifice our efforts, our time, our to be a dhakir, a sufi, the greatest amal. Put everything to the side. The greatest action for a sufi, for a salik, a student, is the company of the shaykh. So with the shaykh, think if I'm, when I get ill for a day, do you see the same ronak and light? Do you see the same emotions and good feeling? No, everyone's looking around, the same masjid. And if I go forever, when I do, what will happen then? What will happen then? Hazrat Sahib, when he passed away, believe me, then from the streets and the alleyways, you could hear the shrieks, the jannat were crying. There was darkness, there was gloom, Allah, the whole city, the town, what's happened? Hazrat Sahib's gone. Because the shaykh, he's gone. And a second, I left, I didn't stay there. I said, this is not the same place, I couldn't stay there anymore. I left, the noor disappears. Is this not enough that for years, alhamdulillah, we are in one place doing the dhikr of Allah? In this masjid, on the night of Friday, how many years have passed that we are doing dhikr? Many years have passed. Us doing dhikr in a dars once, I had a desire, a strong desire, that we should have a gathering on Friday evening. I had this desire, I had this want when I sat in the night, beautiful feeling used to come inside me, unique feeling, Allah, feel like within there was that, like that burning ember, the desire. I didn't say physically, verbally, that on the Friday evening I'm going to sit with the brothers, the colleagues, and I want to do this. And that's why I said to you before many times, that the feeling in the gathering on Friday evening is very unique. I'd asked Allah for this, alhamdulillah, 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 this is the shaykh's sadaqah. Allah accepted my du'as with my shaykh's du'as, Allah accepted my du'as. And subhanAllah, we came here. The people who come to the masjid, they scarpa, and they say, hey, you take the masjid and have the environment of the khankah. MashaAllah, such good people here now. They sit in front of us in the gathering of dhikr. MashaAllah, one came and he dragged everyone. Oh, the whole of Peshawar has come here, MashaAllah. And because this is the silsila, the Naqshbandi order emanated from the Pathans. And MashaAllah, they are Pathans here. The Chishtiya silsila, the Chishtiya order, the Chishtiya subject, it's soft. For example, it is soft, and the Qadri silsila also is soft, and those people at that time in the previous generations, they benefited from this. But such a generation has come now, the Naqshbandi order that came last, this is the order of the Pathans, mashallah. And all of our mashayikh in our order, the old Pathan, Hazrat Baqi Billah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was a Pathan. He came from Afghanistan to Hindustan, to India at that time. And he spread this silsila and the teachings. This khanqa, when we came and started to dhikr, one Pathan came, he brought the other Pathans with him. That they don't understand anything else. But mashallah, they understand dhikr very easily. And mashallah, he has spread this fares to Peshawar, to the people that he knows. Because Allah prepares and spreads the deen. Beautiful deen. Subhanallah. So what was I saying to you? Yeah. I was saying this event has a Musa alayhi salam. And he said, Allah, I'm so grateful to you, Musa alayhi salam. I'm grateful to you, you owe you a favor. And Musa alayhi salam, no problem. And he went, after a year, Musa alayhi salam was passing by. He said, this place, there was a man. And he asked me to do dua, because this was his life, all year long, requests, asking Allah, speaking to Allah. He said that, I walked past here, and a man, he asked me to do dua, and ask Allah, request, and after a week, his food should have finished. Maybe he's in extreme poverty now. Allah said, that's all he's got, a week's lot, and he couldn't die. So what did he do after that week? How did he sustain himself? He was thinking this, and when he walked past that location, he saw a massive house, like a mansion. You know, just like Nawaz Sharif's house. He's got a big house, and they say in it, the brothers, oh, I'm going to earn here and evade tax and steal and fraud and go to Baruch and make a big house. And on the front, they write, Hada min fadli, Hada fadli Rabbi, Hada fadli min Rabbi, that this is the fadl of Allah. And they eat and they commit fraud and they take money from people and they run back home and they make big houses. So that he saw, oh, this is a big house, big mansion. There were servants and goats and animals and good food being cooked and feasts. He said, oh, let me see who's living here. I haven't seen a person this rich in this town before. And he's got he's very wealthy. So when he went and saw, and there was a big, like a seat, like a with a throne, and there were servants, and he looked carefully, it's the same man. Same man. He asked for a week's lot. Allah gave him a week's lot. And he's got so much. He said, maybe it's not him. He looks like him. He went close to him. He said, Musa alayhi salam, please, please, enter, enter, O Prophet of Allah, come, come. It is me. Whoever you are thinking about is me. You gave me a ration for a week. Look how much I've got now. Subhanallah. And he said, hold on. Musa alayhi salam said, hold on. Let me speak to Allah. What's going on here? What's this game that's being played out? Musa alayhi salam said, Allah, that what is this that you've kept hidden and secret? You gave him a week's lot. And he's feeding the people of the world. He's got food being cooked. He's wealthy. Allah said, Musa, that he did have a week's amount of ration, but he made a bargain with me. That, see this brother, nobody can remain poor in this world. وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Allah has now disclosed this secret. Allah said that he made a bargain with me. He was cunning. He was clever. He made a bargain, a transaction with me, a deal. The deal. Whoever makes this deal, he'll become the same. Subhanallah. Yeah, so nobody will cry now. No man can remain poor. So how? What was the method? Allah Ta'ala said, Musa, what he did was that the week's ration I gave him, the amount I gave him, the food, half he spent in my path, in my way. Sadaqah. Charity. He wasn't scared. He said, it's only a week's lot. I've only got the amount of food and wealth for a week. Whichever miskeen came, poor man came, he gave to that person. And he only had less than half left. Allah said, my principal, in place of 110, in place 10, 17, 70, 700, he kept on spending, I kept on increasing. وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Subhanallah. So a person, a sheikh sits, he has five students, he does tarbiyah, he educates, and teaches the students, and Allah increases the students. I remember when Hazrat Sahib ordered me, go, don't be stingy, miserly, have love for your students and share with them, teach them. My Hazrat instructed me to have love with your students, have shafqat with them, love, emotion, good emotions with them, don't be upset with them. I said, Hazrat, I wasn't upset before and I won't be upset in the future. So what was that secret? The Hazrat Sahib said, the more you love your students, the more you're close with them, the more students will increase. Allah says, I'll send more. Subhanallah. This is Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam who explained this. Allah said, your akhlaq is so beloved, O my Nabi, that if you have such a beautiful akhlaq, if you had anything with such a great akhlaq, and you were hard-hearted, nobody would come to you. Your time, your efforts, the sheikh, he gives up his time, effort, wealth, emotions. He doesn't care about his own health, his own children, his own life. Whoever follows this principle, if he has money, he spends money. If he has time, he spends time. Deen, he spends the ilm, ilm al-ludri, and internal ilm, external ilm, you spend it, you in the path of Allah, Allah says, you do that and I will increase it for you. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Now who knew me before? Did anyone know me when I came to Bolton? Did you know me when I came to Bolton? And now can we leave each other? No. We know each other. Nobody knew me though when I came here. Nobody was aware of me. No. I was new to the town. But what happened? Alhamdulillah. Allah said, spend. Spend your money, your time, your efforts. Don't be stingy. I wasn't stingy. First and foremost, where did I start off in Bolton? You'll be surprised. First and foremost, he was an elderly person. In Masjid al-Rahman, he passed away. Who had a shop today? YMC, the news agents, the newspaper people. Yeah, the newspaper people, what's the name? YMC Wale, yes. His father, he was the first person. MashaAllah, he was a teacher in Hindustan. He had knowledge, he was intellectual. And I was leaving the masjid, I thought, Allah, I've come here, I've moved here. But how will dhikr start and spread? So when I used to leave the masjid late sometimes. And when I left, Qari Sahib, etc., didn't know me at all. I was on my own. I left the masjid, he stood there. And he said, Hazrat, listen to me. I said, yes, please tell me. He said, I want to make a request. I said, yes. He said, that when will the khanka be made? I said, which khanka? Khanka? Subhanallah. I said, is there someone here with a good heart? He's got the knowledge of the tasawwuf. I said, which khanka? And he said, I thought my house that I'm doing up, maybe the khanka will be made. I said, no, khanka will come one day, but what's the need you have? He said, I'm waiting quickly so a khanka can be made. I said, what will you do then? He said, I want to take bayah with you. Pledge allegiance. Subhanallah. I said, do you know what is bayah? He said, bayat. He said, come close because walls have ears. He said to me, I said, I wanted to tell you that when the first day you came to Bolton, that same night I was given the hint in the dream, Wali Allah has come to Bolton, don't leave him. Subhanallah, now he's lying in the grave, but I'm telling you his event, his story. He said, I was given the direction that day in the dream. MashaAllah, he was pious. I said, I don't know about that. Maybe shaitan also shows dreams and visions. But this is my field. The tasawwuf I teach, if you want. First murid of mine, he was the first. Subhanallah. Everybody knew him. Everyone knows him. Then he became such a strong murid that he made the khanka environment. MashaAllah. So this is how the silsila spreads. Allah says it was the food for a week. And he made a transaction. He spread. He distributed. He gave in the path of Allah. So you see the rich people today. They all came like this. You see the big houses, warehouses, shops. Wallahi, Allah Ta'ala gave them this quality that they are used to spending in the way of Allah. They're not afraid of spending in Allah's way. If we give this announcement, okay, I'll give this much. I'll give this much. I'll give more. Allah Akbar. So their shops, their businesses flourish because Allah has promised. Always that person will be poor who's stingy. Who doesn't give. Doesn't matter how much money he's got. He will die a poor man. His stomach will never be filled. Never. So he said, Musa alayhi salam, I made a transaction with Allah. I spent it in Allah's way. I spent. And his situation is such now that he's got so much wealth. And he said, it's not just in the dunya. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ Allah said, O Musa, he didn't just spend for me in the world, in my way. He kept on giving. Allah kept on giving to him, kept on giving, because he spent money in the path of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala said, I give him more over and above them. What is that? The person, when he sacrifices his time and effort and money, he gets qurb ilahi. The extreme nearness to Allah. Closest to Allah, when he'll die, then he will be ready. He's already ready to see Allah in reality. So my brothers, this was the request I wanted to make, that learn how to sacrifice time, your efforts, your life efforts, your sweat. This is our subject, tasawwuf. And sacrifice your efforts, your time, your money, your knowledge, and in tasawwuf, concentrate in one direction, just one action. What is that? What's the action? You didn't understand the message of today? What's the action? Sohbat-e-Sheikh, company of the Sheikh, learning from the Sheikh. This is priceless. Break off all other pastimes and strengthen the link, the connection with your Sheikh. Wherever he's got a gathering, arrive there first. Do istiqbal-e-Sheikh. This is a great action, istiqbal-e-Sheikh. Before Hazrat Sahib would arrive to the Khanka, 15 minutes in advance, we leave our homes and stand in the path where Hazrat Sahib would walk past. This in tasawwuf school, istiqbal-e-Sheikh. Here we don't even come on time for dhikr. The dhikr is finishing, that's when they're coming. Will the barakah be there? No blessings. When we sit to eat, we say, jildi, jildi, go, go, don't go late. When it was half of the pot will be empty, the food will go. So we come quickly, jildi, jildi, quickly give biryani, because we want the biryani from the top with the meat, with the pieces of meat, because the meat at the bottom, it runs out. We want hot food, get there quick. So when Allah Ta'ala is distributing the food, we want to come at the end. My friends, what is fard for the murid? Fard compulsory is sohbat-e-sheikh. company that you get up in the morning, be prepared, ready, get to the majlis first, before time. Do istiqbal, shaykh, welcome your teacher. Before your teacher comes, you shaykh, come be there before him. Make a way for him, make it easy for him, make a place for him to sit down. This is the tariqah, this is adab of tasawwuf on the path that we're traveling. Tomorrow we do this, X, Y, Z. No, carry on, doing other things. I'm telling those people who are students on the path of tasawwuf want to pass the test. This is the asool. Ibadah comes after. Remember, whenever you learn any subject, learn the principles of the subject. So we do all ibadah, but no one does the action that I'm telling you today, which is the sohbat, the company of the shaykh. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So if you want to attain Allah's nearness, then my friends, attain this path in this way, that the principles of the tasawwuf, learn them, implement them. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شمس المرسلين دعوة ياسين المؤمنين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد نبي الأمي وزوجه أمهات المؤمنين وزرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطرنا وامرنا كل ذلك اننا اللهم ربنا هدنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا بادي الحاجات اكتاجاتنا يا دافي البليات اشفى بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفى مرادنا اللهم عافنا في مدني اللهم عافنا في سمي اللهم عافنا في بصري اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان عليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الحياء منهم واللوات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.